You're listening to SBS News.
Advocacy groups are praising aspects of Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg's fourth budget, but some are concerned it's lacking in key areas. An additional 16,500 places will be made available for Afghan nationals under the federal government's humanitarian program and will be equally allocated over the next 4 years. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre failed to gain access to the budget lockup for the second year in a row, saying it's being blocked by the government. Con Karapaniotithis is the centre's chief executive officer and says it's the Afghan community that has been leading the fight.
It is unthinkable, even the last budget, to have a government actually adding additional refugee places. It's unthinkable, just a week ago, to hear the government announcing they finally accepted the New Zealand deal after 9 years. This tells us that critical marginal seats, it is climate change and compassion for refugees that people are seeking action on. And so I'm actually hopeful and optimistic about what this budget speaks to. That is the power of us as a community demanding an end to the politics of cruelty for cruelty's sake. But it's not a budget that the government deserves celebration or thanks for, because again, it's a missed opportunity.
The government says it's investing nearly $35 million to improve access to quality mental health, suicide prevention, and social and emotional wellbeing services for Indigenous and migrant communities. Nearly $18 million will go towards delivering dedicated mental health support to multicultural communities in Australia. Another $8 million goes towards ensuring translation services are available, removing a barrier to accessing these mental health supports for Australians whose primary language may not be English. Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network Australia Chair Carmel Guerra says there needs to be a more targeted approach.
So at the moment, for youth mental health services, less than 20% of the young people who use their services are multicultural, but yet 50% of the youth population is multicultural. So I think some work needs to be done on targeting those services. So great, we've got them, but let's do some very targeted approaches to multicultural communities.
An investment of $408.8 million will be allocated for remote housing in communities in the Northern Territory over 4 years. It's aimed at addressing overcrowding, homelessness, poor housing conditions, and severe housing shortages. Cheryl Axelby is the national co-chair of Change the Record, an Aboriginal-led justice coalition of legal, health, and family violence prevention experts. She says they will need to wait to see whether it happens.
The quality of housing in some of those communities is actually appalling and below, third world standards. So we have to continue to keep awareness and bring attention to those needs within our communities. And, one of the things that, we've sort of put on the table was, to get an investment in around about 8,500 homes around Australia, which isn't a big ask because it's not going to meet the demand, but we can't even get that commitment.
The budget is also tackling the health impacts of violence against women by providing $1.7 million over 3 years to prevent female genital mutilation or cutting. The funding would support community-led approaches, something Multicultural Centre for Women's Health Executive Director, Dr. Adele Modolo, says is so important.
One really exciting initiative, I think, is $104 million that's been allocated to Our Watch, which is the National Prevention of Domestic and Family Violence organisation. And they've been allocated additional funds to specifically engage with multicultural communities around the prevention of violence against women.
It would also go towards training health workers to address the health impacts of genital mutilation, a program Dr. Modolo says her organisation works in.
But I think the problem we have with the budget allocations is that unless they specifically identify that that allocation is for migrant communities or multicultural communities, most of the time, only a very small fraction of that allocation goes to multicultural communities. And in fact, it should be around the 30% because that's the proportion of the population.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.